The 25th and final Hometown Holiday Variety Show takes place this weekend in Rockford. WNIJ's Guy Stevens takes a closer look at what the show is meant for the city.
To understand the full impact of Hometown Holiday on Rockford, you have to go back well before its 25-year run. One person who can do that is Paul Logley. He was a year ahead of show creator J.R. Sullivan at Rockford's Boylan Catholic High School in the late 1960s. While Sullivan pursued a career in the theater, Logley went into law. He now heads United Way of Rock River Valley. Logley also had the chance to participate, both on the board and on stage, at New American Theater, the professional company started by Sullivan in 1972. He says NAT earned accolades outside of the area, gaining glowing reviews from Chicago theater critics and beyond.
But the most important thing about Jim's work with New American Theater was the impact it made not only on the city, but on the region. And in many ways, it became one of the outstanding repertory theater companies in the nation.
For a Rust Belt city trying to cope with losses in a changing world, NAT was a point of pride, Sullivan's continued leadership of it, an endorsement that Rockford still mattered. So his announcement in 1994 that he was leaving to pursue new opportunities was met with shock and even dismay, and his return with Hometown Holiday got a warm welcome.
It was kind of like, you know, withdrawal and making withdrawal a little bit easier. We knew he'd come back every year and do this holiday show.
For Sullivan, the feeling was and is mutual.
I have come back to do this Hometown Holiday show every year because of my gratitude. I was given so much for so long that I want to give back. And the fact that this show has come to mean so much to so many people is deeply gratifying, but that's what I wanted and that's what I hope for.
Welcome to the old New American Theater and the new Hometown Holiday.
That's the opening of the 15th Hometown Holiday. Sullivan is alluding there to something that happened with the 14th anniversary, another homecoming of sorts. After years performing at nearby Veterans Memorial Hall, the show had moved to the former New American Theater building. Local businessman and philanthropist Richard Nordloff had bought the building a few years before, after NIT had closed its doors, and gave it to the city. Now Sullivan once again stood on his old stage in what is now the Rockford Public Library's Nordloff Center, in a space designated by the city as the J.R. Sullivan Theater. The name aside, Sullivan thinks it's appropriate for Hometown Holiday to be in this spot, with its echoes of NAT.
What's past is present here with this show, literally. And the two live together, as they always do at the holiday season especially. They live together, they thread together, they're strings of the heart, and that's the case here.
Marcella Rose Schotto has been in the show's ensemble for more than 10 years. She says Hometown Holiday is special.
It's so magical that it has happened all these years. I feel super lucky to have been involved. I think this town has been really lucky. I mean, it really is a Christmas gift to every person that's on that stage and every person that's in the audience.
But now Sullivan says this will be his last Hometown Holiday. After a long stretch as director of an off-Broadway theater in New York and other endeavors, he's pulling back a bit. He wants to focus on his job as artistic director of the Irish Theater of Chicago and on doing more writing. Look for a book next year, he says. And even though it only ran for a few days each year, this show involved a big commitment to make it happen. So Sullivan says it was time to end its run. But it's poignant.
It's something that's not easy to let go of, you know, because it has meant so much to me. But I know that because it has meant so much to so many others, that's something that will last.
Paul Logley says he and others understand why Sullivan is ending the show, but Logley says it will be missed by many, even as the community celebrates a man who loved, still loves, he says, Rockford, a city that embraced him, and a city that treasured, still treasures, the many magical moments of theater that J.R. Sullivan shared with his hometown. I'm Guy Stevens.